BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday Scott Mills Daily. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. A new game featuring the amazing Mary Berry. And Fernando, Chris's friend, has something to rant about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When I lose control.
George Ezra, Blame It On Me on BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, the clip that you played halfway through that, I've forgotten all context with it. He got massive mouth. Oh, it's innuendo bingo, isn't it?
Yes. It is from last week's Strictly Come Bingo, which is, like a beautiful marriage of two very successful formats. Strictly Come Dancing and Innuendo Bingo.
Same.
And that was Ola Jordan, professional dancer, as she got spat on by Wildlife's Steve Backshall.
He's got massive mouth!
She wasn't keen. Actually, I saw her yesterday and she said she really enjoyed it. Didn't look like that at the time, though, did it?
He's got massive mouth!
So tomorrow, we'll be getting the glitter ball out again because Strictly Come Bingo is back.
Yes.
Tomorrow, antiques expert and TV presenter Tim Wannacott get spat on by his professional dancer, Natalie Lowe, off of Australia. This is going to be epic.
Now, is he prepared for what's going to happen?
I saw him at the weekend. He was like, what's this ruddy thing you've got to do with water in your mouth? And I'm like, do you know what? Just turn up and it'll all be absolutely fine. You know Tim Wannacott off Bargain Hunt.
Her ladyship could communicate. If she wanted him to stop, she might yank it twice. Who knows? If she wanted to get to the auction smartish, she might yank it three times.
Are we going
to be doing this with Tim Wannacott clips as well?
I think it would be rude not to.
Huge.
So Tim Wannacott off of Rainbow Coloured Glasses on a chain tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, Strictly Come Bingo.
And we're doing the full whack again, glitter ball, lights,
yeah,
the whole
yeah.
thing.
They'll be drinking the water out of champagne flutes.
Oh, brilliant.
So it'll be you.
Yep.
Tim Wannacott.
Yes.
And Natalie Lowe, the dancer, all getting massively wet tomorrow. All right?
Perfect.
Okay with you?
Well, listen, first up are your sugar nips.
Oh. I can't wait for him. Wannacott and bingo, this is huge. Do I have to take my glasses off? Yes, you do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, Scott Mills here. Now, let it never be said that we don't listen to your feedback, good and bad, constructive or not, because some people have been saying that we do Bumble Air Wednesday way too late.
Sometimes we tease it too much as well. That's another common complaint.
I am a tease, though, aren't I?
You are.
You love it, though.
Don't say it like that.
Love it.
People, no, what you mean by that is people get annoyed by the tease, but deep down they kind of like it.
Yeah. And there have been so many people on already today going, I'm bang up for Bumble Air Wednesday. Means that Friday is almost here. Gaz and Kent, obviously, has been on.
Obviously.
Also, Simon in Bedford. Paul wants to know when it's going to be on, and Ella as well. Now, that's when. Let me know where you're Bumble Air-ing.
It's a sneaky one.
Cheeky.
Sorry, it made it sound like I was desperate there. I don't feel prepared.
Well, prepare yourself. It's not cheeky, by the way. There's nothing cheeky about Bumbleo. Like a drink or Nando's, not cheeky.
Just get on with it.
Bumbleo!
Yes!
Johnny.
Let's go!
Bumbleo! Whoa, that came out of nowhere, says someone I know. Bumbleoing on the shop floor off of Cheltenham is Linz and Sarah.
Danny, bumbleoing in Worthing.
Gaz and Kent, the original and the best. Bumbling is not off.
Of course he is. Good day to you, sir.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am missing Great British Bake Off not being on tonight.
Oh, it's not on, is it, for the first time in ages?
Yeah, because I look forward to it.
What are you going
to
do?
It becomes a sort of routine. I don't know. I don't really know what to do with my time. Although, have you seen the Masterclass episodes that are on now?
I stumbled across it the other night, actually.
It's great, because now that Bake Off's done, it's Mary and Paul still in the tent. Everyone's left.
Yeah.
It's like the end of a wedding, almost. Everyone's left, but they still want one more song.
One more bake.
One more bake. And they're sort of clinging onto it. But it's great, because it sort of weans people like me off the main show.
Do you think that's why they do it? Just like, now it's finished, it leaves a gaping hole in your life.
Mm.
And so that they have basically Mary just doing a cake. And it's, Paul tasting it.
I love it, though. I was watching it on the iPlayer.
Mm.
It is good. If you're a fan of the Bake Off, you need to get involved in the Masterclass.
But I think it is there to gradually wean you off it, so it's not like a massive shock. Mm. I've actually got a new game involving Dame Mary Berry in just a moment. You'll like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you know on Great British Bake Off, it's all about the drama, right?
Mm.
I think they're overdoing it a bit.
What do you mean?
It's only cakes.
Yeah, it is only cakes, but you know, when you're watching that show, suddenly cakes do become the most important thing.
I know. I mean, you love it.
Oh, I love it.
Millions of people watch the final, like something like nearly 13 million people.
Mm.
As you just said, you're having to wean yourself off it with masterclasses now.
I am, yeah.
So I've come up with a bit of a game that we can play that will prove once and for all that Bake Off are taking it too far. They're hamming up too much.
So what do you mean? You're saying that it's just about cakes. They shouldn't be getting so worked up about it.
So what I've got here, you're going to hear Mary Berry on two different TV shows. One show about something that actually matters and one show about cakes. Just cakes. But can you tell the difference?
Okay. What do you mean by actually matters?
Right, so the team have grabbed some classic Mary Berry reactions for us to hear. But what is she reacting to? Is it a lovingly crafted cake from a contestant on the Great British Bake Off? Or is it a revelation about her ancestors from Who Do You Think You Are?
Okay. Okay, so it's basically we hear a reaction and it's either about cakes or from a TV show about her ancestors.
Yes. 10 Scott Mills points. Hey! On offer for everyone you get right. Play along at home. Are you ready? Here we go. Cakes or ancestors, everyone?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's have a look. I've never seen these. That's so interesting.
Oh, no. Now, are the sound effects... Have sound effects been added to try and change...
Nope.
Right, because I was listening carefully there for cake noise.
So was that A, Mary being told a contestant has used a new type of elastic Mexican paste icing, or B, Mary seeing, for the first time, a photograph of her father riding a donkey?
Oh, I need to hear it again now, knowing that.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's have a look. I've never seen these. That's so interesting.
Oh, no, this is really hard.
Which one?
This is really... I thought this was going to be an easy game.
Is it Bake Off or Who Do You Think You Are?
I'm going to have to go with the donkey one. Who Do You Think You Are?
I found these two photographs of father with his mother on a donkey.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's have a look.
Correct!
Yes!
Next one.
He's doing a bit of all right, isn't he?
Now, was that A, Mary commenting on... contestant Richard's incredible run of 4-star baker titles in a row, or Mary discovering that her great-great-grandfather used to earn £691 a week.
Oh, this is really hard.
Told you it was good.
Can I hear it again now?
He's doing a bit of all right, isn't he?
Oh, I didn't hear much. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to go for the bake-off one on this one.
£691. He's doing a bit of all right, isn't he?
No, you were wrong to go Bake Off. It was actually talking about her ancestors.
Rubbish.
Ready for another one?
I'm just hoping that there's more excitement when we get inside that you've described.
Now, was that A, Mary being underwhelmed by Norman's pie? Is that one? And hoping the filling makes it more exciting than just a standard family pie? Or B, Mary looking forward to more revelations inside the Victoria and Albert Museum after discovering that her great-great-great-grandmother was a friend of Florence Nightingale?
Oh. The music's throwing me a little bit here. I'm sure it did sound a little bit Bake Off-y. I'm going to have to go for Bake Off, eh?
That looks like a very nice family pie.
Yes.
I'm just hoping that there's more excitement when we get inside.
Yes.
It is a tricky game, this, Mills.
Mary there with Norman's pie. Next.
No sign. Nothing. What a sadness, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But it's not
make a mistake yet. Twice.
Now, was that A, the not very important Mary telling contestant Ian that he's out of the competition after the poor decision to put his baked Alaska in the bin? Or B, the actually very important Mary discovering that her great-great-grandmother had not one, but two children out of wedlock?
The thing is that the baked Alaska incident was huge, and everyone was taking it very seriously.
What do you think?
Well, it sounded like serious mesbez, but I'm going to have to go for the baked Alaska incident.
Is that illegitimate?
Yes, yeah.
What a sadness.
No.
Are we sure it's still not?
It's not, no. That was her great-great-grandmother. Had not one, but two children, not even married.
Oh, I thought she was saying the baked Alaska thing was illegitimate.
No.
Are we sure we got the right one there?
I promise you.
Oh, rubbish.
Just a reminder that this is actually happening, my new game, Classic Mary Berry Reactions. But is she reacting to a cake on the Great British Bake Off or a revelation about her ancestors from Who Do You Think You Are? Next one, cakes or something important?
Very clever, that twist. I don't think I could do it without a map.
Was that A, Mary complimenting Kate on her prosciutto, olive and coriander bread and its intricate plaiting? Or B, Mary reflecting on the surprise revelation that one of her ancestors left Britain in 1897 to explore uncharted territory in the Rocky Mountains?
I mean, it really could be either, couldn't it? It really could be.
What do you think?
Well, it sounds like it should be something really important, so the second one, but for some reason I think this could be about cakes.
This is what I mean about them hamming it up on Bake Off. You can't tell the difference between that and something actually serious. Let's find out.
Very clever presentation, that twist. I don't think I could do it without a map.
It was the Bake Off.
Very clever presentation.
But could have also been talking about one of her ancestors, really.
Easily.
Two more.
That is awful.
Hard one, this.
This is a hard one because this really could be either.
Was that A, Mary passing judgment upon the disastrous decision of contestant Nick to try and make some chocolate and chicken tartlets with a honey glaze? Or B, Mary discovering that after going bankrupt, her great-great-great-grandfather had to send his children to the workhouse?
This could be either, couldn't it? Let's go for Bake Off.
The workhouse. They'll be broken-hearted.
No, it was the workhouse, I'm afraid. Chocolate and chicken tartlets and a honey glaze. Don't be ridiculous.
Sorry.
And final one.
Good, yeah. Well done. That's lovely. I'm immensely proud of her.
Options, please.
Was that A, Mary glowing with pride after her protégé Sally baked a 20-layered grilled chick torta?
Good pronunciation there, Mills. People have slipped up on that.
Or B, Mary discovering that after a lifetime of poverty, her namesake, Mary Berry, from the 1850s, finally got herself a job as a corset maker.
Oh, and that would be a lovely end to this story, wouldn't it? For that reason, the ancestor story.
A stay maker, that's corset maker.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Well done.
But as you can see, on some of them, it could be either.
It's
you really
hard.
Can't tell the difference.
So I scored very low in that. I only got 40 Scott Mills points.
Yeah, not good.
It is tricky.
Let us know how you did in the Cakes or Ancestors game. Probably a one-off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, is Fernando your mate coming in soon?
It's looking like it, yes.
Awesome, okay. Well, bring him in. Like, is he on his way, yeah?
Just got something he wants to say. Yes, he's on his way.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that in the next half hour then. Also a bit of Duke Dumont coming up. And new Clean Bandit is track of the day. Remember, to gear us up for the Teen Awards, on Friday, Rixton are co-hosting the show with us. So Rixton for the whole show this coming Friday between 1 and 4. If you miss any of it, get the podcast of an evening.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1, Duke Dumont, Jax Jones, I got you. Now, I think we're about to get a visit from someone who has not been in for a while, Chris?
Yeah, we are. So, is it all right if I just go get my mate Fernando?
Right.
Because he's got something he'd like to share with everyone.
Okay. He always seems to pick us to get stuff off his chest, like this show.
Yes. Well, he's got something he wants to say. He's got something that's pretty much wound him up royally on Saturday night.
Okay.
But I'll go let him explain anyway. He was telling me about it, and right. He can now tell you about
it. So this
it,
is your friend, not you. It's your friend, yeah.
I'll just go get him now, okay?
Sure.
It's not me.
Going through this again, aren't we?
Fernando!
Here he is. Hello, Fernando.
All right, Mills.
How's it going?
How are you?
Really good, thanks. How have you been?
Very good, thank you. How is Strictly Come Dancing going?
Well, it's really hard, actually, but I'm still enjoying it.
You're doing very well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, did you like my crab dance?
I loved the crab dance. We're all doing it where we are. I voted 15 times for the crab dance. It's a classic move.
You called up 15 times?
I voted for you 15 times, and I got everyone else around me to vote as well.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
So, Chris was saying that you've got something to say, weren't you, Chris?
Yes, so...
Weren't you, Chris?
Yes. So, Fernando's here, and he's going to explain to you an issue that he had with... well, it's to do with Strictly Come Dancing, actually.
Oh, OK, shoot.
OK, Fernando, over to you.
So, Scott, I was watching Strictly Come Dancing on Saturday night.
You said, yeah.
There was me, my girlfriend, my girlfriend's friends, and a couple of their boyfriends. There was a little group of us.
Okay.
And you know I was live tweeting from the Radio 1 account.
You were? No, Chris was.
Yes.
Weren't you, Chris?
Yeah. I was... He's got that wrong. Yeah. I was tweeting from the Radio 1 account.
Yes.
Fernando was there, was part of the group.
Oh, so, okay, right, yep.
Anyway, I was watching Strictly Come Dancing, and I happened to make a comment that I thought I would do really well on a show like that. As in, I would make a fantastic dancer, given the chance.
You reckon, do you?
I do. I mean, if I was famous, I would like to think that that is the kind of show that I would get offered.
And what makes you think you'd be so good?
I've just got good moves. I wouldn't be as obvious as people like you. I'd bust out the sprinkler, the Hoover... The lawnmower. You know, ones that people like to see.
For the people, yeah.
I would be more the people's dancer. Mm. Because sometimes I think you guys overcomplicate it. I think, actually, if you just focused on the basics and did them well, you'd get more respect from the judges and more votes.
Thing is, your professional dancer who choreographs the routine, they wouldn't allow it. Would you just slip it in there anyway?
I know, but I think this is like when chefs... make food go too fancy. Sometimes you just need to do a standard cottage pie. Don't muck around with a côte de bœuf and stuff like that. Mm. Just keep it simple.
Yes.
Anyway, I was watching Strictly Come Dancing, made the comment about I would love to go on Strictly Come Dancing. Mm. But then my girlfriend said, no, you wouldn't. And I said, I'm sorry, what do you mean, no, I wouldn't go on Strictly Come Dancing? She said, well, I wouldn't let you. You get off with one of the dancers. Which isn't true. But then, all her mates agreed. And they were all saying the same thing. They were saying they wouldn't let their boyfriends go on Strictly Come Dancing.
That's ridiculous.
Because everyone ends up getting off with the dancer.
That's not true. I haven't got off with mine.
But isn't that so, so unfair that I wouldn't be allowed to do Strictly Come Dancing?
So your girlfriend categorically says that she would not let you do the show if you were offered it?
All of them. My girlfriend and my girlfriend's friends. They were all saying, nah, we wouldn't allow it. I was like... This is... You can't rule me out based on something that hasn't even happened. I might not even get paired with one of the good-looking ones.
Remember, I do know these people, Fernando.
Yes. And then I said, well, does that rule me out of the one on the ice? Does that rule me out of the jungle? All of them. Anywhere where you could end up getting off with someone. Rubbish. But that's potentially career-limiting for me.
The ice one's finished.
The ice one has finished, yes, so that's not so much of a problem. But... I guess what the problem is here is you and your mates are causing a really difficult stereotype because you're all getting off with the dancers.
Well, it's not my fault. And also, I'm not aware that anyone's getting off with anyone this year yet.
Why can't you just keep it professional?
Because you're spending a lot of time with these people.
And is it true what they're saying? You will end up getting off with the dancer.
Well, I've not even had a murmur, and it's been months now.
Because it's not something I'd thought about. But I know I would have enough self-control to not let it happen.
Sure.
Right?
And you would as well, Chris, right?
Yeah, but I completely get what he's saying, don't you?
It's a bit weird because you're kind of being told off for something that you actually haven't done.
I know, it's like a preemptive telling off.
Well, they really having a go at you?
All of them, yeah, they were all
saying... Sorry, not you, Fernando.
Yes.
Fernando,
they were all saying that... It wouldn't happen. They wouldn't let their boyfriends do it because you'd be spending all your time with that girl. Mm. Feelings, things are going to happen. Feelings are going to muster.
Not necessarily.
But then I was watching on Saturday and I was trying to work out who was getting off with who.
It's quite a fun game, isn't it?
Which is a fun game in itself.
And did you notice any chemistry between me and Joanne?
Well, that's the thing. It's not what I expected from you because there is something there. isn't there? I mean, do you? How do you feel with it? Do you notice any feelings between the two of you? Or
we get on very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but do you think it's crossing the line?
No, I don't think so. No.
No. And from her side?
No, definitely not.
No.
No.
Because that's happened before with you. I've heard from Chris.
What do you mean?
People get girls get clingy with you.
So it has happened in the past. Thanks for bringing this up. I quite like to hear from people who have had arguments based on things that have never happened.
Right.
Like
yes.
like your one here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was an argument, really.
It was a heated debate.
Even though you've not been offered Strictly Come Dancing, Fernando.
No.
And it's quite unlikely.
No.
All right, well, you feel better now, yeah?
Much better, thank you, Scott.
Chris, thanks for bringing him in.
Thank you.
No.
It's a hot topic, this, Scott, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Let's get some texts and callers.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know what other people think.
Mm.
All right, well, thanks very much, Fernando.
Thank you.
No, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you.
Anytime, come and see us.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 10 to 3. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Scott. How
Can
are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Can you sympathise with Chris's friend, Fernando?
Oh, definitely. I had a problem. My girlfriend, I woke up one morning. She really wasn't her usual self with me.
Right.
Took me a little while to get out of her, but she'd had a dream, a really realistic dream, so she tells me, that I'd got off with her sister.
Oh, dear.
Right, so, and she didn't speak to you?
No, not for a week afterwards, nearly.
A week?
But you hadn't yeah. done anything?
Yeah, well, I tried explaining that to her.
Mm. So it's like, oh, you got off with my sister, I can't talk to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's so weird.
I think this was the problem for Fernando. It's just that he feels like he's in trouble before he's actually done anything.
Yeah. Not that he would. Yeah,
no. Not that he would.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Well,
no,
he would, but
I'd like to make that abundantly clear.
Yeah. And as Fernando said, you know, you might not even get one of the good looking ones.
No,
I can't believe
right.
he said that. Loads of people have this thing about, like, is it Callum and Didcot has been told that he would never be allowed to go on Strictly?
Mm.
Because he would get off with one of the dancers. Well, his dancer. There seems to be, like, Fernando is not on his own here at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here is Alice Levine with Real or No Real. Hi.
Hi there.
Are we making this a regular thing again on a Wednesday?
I feel like you're reluctant to.
Not at all. I love having you on.
Tell your face that.
And I... All right. Here is Real or No Real. Chris, keep score.
I'm doing it.
Khalise doesn't even like milkshake.
If she doesn't like milkshake, this is massive news.
Why? It's not about milkshake, is it?
I hate this kind of thing.
Why?
I saw an article the other day, and it's things that will ruin your childhood. And it's when you look back on old kids shows that you used to watch and stuff like that, and you find all these little meanings and rude things and stuff like that. It's annoying.
Sorry.
So, Khalise, still in music, but well into the cookings these days.
Actual chef, isn't she?
She's got a range of sauces. She has.
You're joking me.
Not.
What, of condiments?
Yeah.
Her béarnaise brings the boys to the yard.
She told me about it on Sunday brunch.
That is a clang.
What? We whipped up a souffle together on Sunday brunch. Well, she did it, really. I just watched.
Isn't it true that when you went on Sunday brunch, you brought some pre-diced vegetables? Am I
yes.
right with that? You
yeah.
just brought a bag of pre-chopped veg so you wouldn't have to stand there doing an onion.
Well, they don't even let me chop now. They used to let me chop when I went on, and now that's gone out the window now. So I'm like, all right, I'll bring them pre-diced then. So we know this song. Everybody knows it.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
But does she actually like milkshake?
If real,
you're
going to
be really upset, aren't you?
This is a massive shock.
I think that she would really like it because all the food she makes is like quite like soul foodie, like comfort foodie, jerk chicken and like all these delicious things. And I think milkshake will be in that category.
So real?
Real.
Chris?
I think Khalise does like milkshake, so I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Sorry, Chris.
What?
She confirmed in an interview last month that she's never liked milkshake and never, ever drinks it.
This is blowing my mind.
Look at your little mind working.
No, it just
there.
Changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that journalist? Like, I've got such an exclusive. You will never guess.
Oh, you'll wait till I get back to the office. And next.
Before she was famous, chandelier hitmaker Sia was in an episode of Home and Away.
Who's Sia?
Sia. Christmas says... Sia, I say Sia. Everyone says Sia.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm sure it's... Sorry, the fact got lost to me there because of the poor pronunciation of Sia.
Sia was in an episode of Home and Away. But then every Australian's been in Home and Away.
Have I they? Didn't even know she was Australian.
Is Neighbours still on?
Yes, every day.
Twice a day still?
Or do you live in a house that doesn't get Channel 5?
But it's still on, is it?
Yeah. And it's really weird quality now. It's like film quality. And that's not right, is it?
No, no.
I don't like that.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. The where it looks like an actual, like a motion
I'm
picture.
I'm not sure Ramsay Street would benefit from HD, would it?
They love a milkshake there still.
Oh, still? Oh,
yeah. A chocolate malt.
Lasseter's.
Yeah. Good one, Alice.
That's a great show.
So, Sia, in Home and Away...
At Shea Shares.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Oh, dear.
But was Sia ever in Summer Bay?
You're right. Absolutely everybody at some point has been in it. I'm going to say that she probably has been in it.
Mm, real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Of course she has. She played a wedding singer in an episode in 1997.
I remember that one.
And next.
Rapper Childish Gambino got his name using the Wu-Tang Clan name generator website.
No way.
I love him so much.
Can we find this website? Does it exist?
Yeah.
It does exist.
It definitely does. I've done it before. Well, I don't believe us then.
Great typing vibes.
So how would he have ended up at Childish Gambino? Is there a way to make this thing work backwards?
I don't know.
No,
because right now
I don't
you just type
so.
Your name in. And
well, because me and Phil Taggart gave all of our team the like Wu-Tang Clan names, and we had to call each other that for a week, but it dropped off.
Alice, you're the visual assassin.
I know that. I know I am.
Scott, the fearless demon.
That's right. You?
Can't type that quick.
You're a salad.
Vulgar prophet.
True.
So Childish Gambino.
Gambino, was that from the Wu-Tang Clan name generator?
Sounds like it could be.
I'm going to let Chris go first on this.
Well, that would suggest to me it's real. I'm keen for points. Real.
I know this is real. Real.
How annoying for you that he went real.
No, damn it.
That one is real.
Oh.
Yes, his name is Donald Glover. He put that into the website and got Childish Gambino.
Oh, right, can I test this?
It won't always come up as that, though, will it? It's
I
random.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Donald Glover. It does come up with Childish Gambino.
That's
amazing.
Amazing.
Great stuff.
Great fact.
Thank you.
Did you ask that on your show?
We chatted to him about it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Can't listen to everyone. I'm enjoying this a lot, are you? Everyone else?
I am.
Or is it just me?
No, good times.
Okay, right, we'll continue it after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Calvin Harris, John Newman and Blame on BBC Radio 1. We are playing Real or No Real with Alice Levine. Okay, last one.
Gargling with thick yoghurt produces a sound almost identical to the roar of an alligator.
So many issues with this.
Now, obviously, we're not allowed yoghurt in the Radio 1 studio because we're not.
It doesn't specify yoghurt,
well,
by the way.
Anything like that. So I'm going to send you both out into the little airlock out there
Hang
where
on,
it is allowed.
The rules are, it says no food or drink in the studio. Now, yoghurt, for me, fits in between both.
No,
so where do we stand on that?
It's a food, I
is
would
it?
Say. Yeah,
it's a culture, really. It's an active bacteria,
Does
isn't
it say cultures on the form? Okay, just get in the airlock.
Sorry. So because of rules, we can't do this here?
No.
Well, there's no point in both going at the same time, otherwise you've got no one to talk to.
Well, I've got no one to talk to, and also you will then know the answer, won't you? So it's a bit like when you have to, on those game shows where you have to put the headphones on when the other person's answering questions.
See my mister to my missus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Alice, you go first.
Okay.
And see if gargling yoghurt makes the noise of an alligator.
Just to check, just one half of the well-known brand of pointy yoghurts, yeah.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not the other half.
Yeah.
Don't go just for the...
don't go for the actual corner.
The solids.
Oh, by the way, before you go out there, here's what an actual alligator sounds like. Yeah, exactly. You don't know, do you?
Oh my God.
Good luck.
So gargle yoghurt, you'll sound like that. That's
I can guarantee it'll sound like that.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to play this music in your headphones, right, so you can't hear what's going on.
Right, okay.
Okay, so this music is only going to your headphones. The listeners will hear what Alice is doing now. Hello, Alice.
Hmm.
Okay, right. Gargle away, my darling. Yes? Mm-mm.
skip.
No, not really. Okay, Chris, stop listening to the music. Chris.
Yes.
Right, okay, go out there now.
My turn, is it?
Okay. Don't tell him what happened, Alice.
Okay, hang on.
Hang on.
Carnage out there.
Alice, put those headphones on and listen to this music. Right, Alice can't hear this, but here's Chris gargling with yogurt.
I can't gargle, by the way, but let's give this a go.
What the? Okay, come back in, please. How's that for you, right?
That was all right. Yeah, yeah. Was it like the alligator?
Just to remind us of the fact that we gave you.
Gargling with thick yoghurt produces a sound almost identical to the roar of an alligator.
Okay, real or no real?
Well, I didn't hear Alice's, and I'm not sure how mine sounded. This is tricky. No real?
I wasn't that happy with mine, but I don't know if that's just my technique. So I think no real. He's got a thicker yoghurt.
Did either of you sound like that, do you think?
I don't think so, no.
That one is no real.
No, we just made it up, really, so you look like idiots.
Do you know what? You look like an idiot, because I just had a free yoghurt, so...
Cool story.
So rude!
At the end of that round of real or no real.
Oh, it's a high-scoring one today. Alice got 40, I got 30.
Oh my goodness, that is my best score ever.
Well done, Alice.
Thank you.
And thanks for being part of Real or No Real today.
I won't be back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of today's show. Join us tomorrow for another Strictly Come Bingo. Another Strictly contestant gets wet. At 1:45, it's antiques expert and bargain hunt presenter Tim Monacott.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.